B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Stephanie, you sent us a DM saying that your boyfriend Ben went on this trip, and since he's been back, you guys haven't really moved furniture at all, and you're getting crazy weird vibes from him. What's happening?
Hi, yeah. So, my boyfriend, he went home to see his parents, and while he was there, he did tell me that he met up with his ex-girlfriend. They were high school sweethearts and continued their relationship through college. And, you know, after they broke up, I'm the first person that he's dated.
And how long have you dated?
Well, we've been together 2.5 years now.
Mm, that's a long time.
The problem is his family seems to really love her. Like, he tells me how infectious her personality is, that, like, everybody loves her. He says they're just... I'm sorry. I get emotional about it because I really love him. This is the real situation. I mean, he was gone, and then he's been back for 2 weeks, and like I mentioned, he doesn't seem to want to move furniture, and I don't know, I'm just like confused and frustrated, and I need something to go on, some sort of answers.
Have you met his parents?
I have.
Are they cold to you? Are they nice to you?
I mean, they're nice to me, but they're kind of just nice people in general, but...
All right, well, let's do this. Let's call Ben and see if he sends the romantic roses to you. And if he does, you're in good standing with him. That's where his thoughts are. His thoughts are with you. If he sends them to her, and what's her name?
Her name is Alyssa.
If he sends them to Alyssa, then it won't be good.
Yeah, you just seem so emotional about this. I don't want to...
Dig up a hornet's nest?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't? I'm surprised at you.
She seems a little upset about it already.
Yeah,
it
the puzzle pieces
yet.
Are there, though. He goes away. He stays with her, sees the girlfriend, comes home, and doesn't want to have sex.
Yeah, but then there's also lots of people who do wore the roses or ask these questions. They find out what they don't want to hear, and then they end up staying with that person anyway because they're so in love with him. And that's what I'm hearing when I hear Stephanie talk about Ben.
Well, listen, we may make Stephanie even more of an emotional basket case. Let's just see how this goes. Go ahead and call.
All right, Stephanie, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Ben, please.
This is him. Who is this?
Hi, Ben. My name is Gabrielle. I am calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
What's this all about?
So, Ben, I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post. We are giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to the one you love. And we just ask that in return, you tell someone about our services.
Okay, that's it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, I'm a little leery, but yeah.
Well, I don't need anything from you. We're not taking credit cards or anything like that. It is 100% free. We just need the name of the person that you would like to send the flowers to.
Okay, so, I mean, okay.
Girlfriend, wife, significant other.
I'll just give you the name, and it could be any message, like a short message or something.
So we're putting a card in the flowers, but it'll have a QR code on there for her to scan on her phone, and then she'll actually be able to hear a message from you. So I'm going to let you record that, too. But why don't you give me the name of the person you'd like to send them to first?
Okay, it's Alyssa.
Okay.
Lyssa.
Okay.
And then, so you just record a voice message?
Yeah, I'm going to record a voice message from you. So if you are ready, I can record that. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alyssa, I just want to tell you that, like, I need to move some things around and do some soul searching, but I love you. I didn't really like that. Can I do it again?
Sure.
No, Ben. No, Ben, there's no need to do it again, Ben. This is Stephanie.
Ben, you're on War of the Roses on the Mini Ryan Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters. Stephanie has been on the phone the whole time.
Ben, I can't believe that. I can't believe this is where we've gotten over the last 2.5 years.
I'm at a loss for words. I'm not exactly sure what's happening right now.
Ben, what's happening is you sent the flowers to Alyssa. Why didn't you send the flowers to me? I mean, what is going on between us?
He flat out said he loved Alyssa, so...
And so, I mean, you're leaving her for Alyssa. And, that's what your family wants.
It's so Stephanie. This is so much more complicated than.
No, I don't think it sounds very complicated. If you love her, then go be with her. But come on, what are you doing?
I love you, Stephanie. I just when I went back to Ohio.
No, you love me. Or you love her. You can't love both of us. That's just not fair.
It's not like I don't love you. It's just I think I love Alyssa more.
Oh.
That's a kick.
All right, you have your answer, Stephanie. I'm sorry that you had to find out this way.
I mean, if he loves Alyssa more, then he loves Alyssa more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.